This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
Como estas? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, we're going together on a very special journey. We're traveling to a country that, when you visit, it always makes you feel like you actually belong there. And of course, I'm talking about Mexico. Now, Mexico, Josh, together with Argentina, I would say those are the two pillars of the Latin alternative since its inception in the 1960s. All the major artists and releases, most of them invariably come either from Argentina or Mexico. I think it's sort of like this a bridge that connects both countries and has given us so much great music. So today, of course, we're going to listen not only to Mexican rock, but also to electronica, some hip-hop, and of course, some old classics from the balada and the bolero ranchero territories. What are we starting with today?
Yes, Ernesto. We're going to start with an artist who is called Compass, or Compas, and it's a duo comprised of two artists who are prolific in their own right. Camilo Lara, who's also the instigator of Mexican Institute of Sound, and Mextracy, yes, the Mexican tribute to Morrissey, paired up with Toy Machete, formerly the DJ of the Mexican hip-hop group Control Machete and a prominent producer. Anyway, Compas is a group that has done some really cool collaborations, and in fact, their album featured something like 100 collaborations with artists from every genre you can imagine and every language you can imagine. But this was my favorite track on that album. This was called La Llama, or The Call, and I dare you not to dance to this song. Let's take a listen from Compas' self-titled album from 2016. This is La Llama.
Entertainment came a long way from them shot town, bumping grind sophers in the basement. Flip flop bumps, I ain't even gotta chase it. I just gotta face it, look at it and chase it. Young Rico, Papi Chulo, no menudo, hit you with that Bronx style judo. Juno, ass game, hit me with the sumo. Slap, slap it down like Uno, you know. Bomb, bomb, trapping, kind of margarita sipping in my seat, soccer banner waving like a politician. Little inconsiderate, highly illegitimate. Smooth sunbathing, I'm just baby big pimping. Ah! Yeah, Maddie, Rico, Mexican Institute of Sound, Joy Selecta, Camilo, Maluka, Gio, Azuka, take it, take it, yeah, Rico.
And out of dance stars, session out for Ron Pop, with megawatts to bump, get some of soundtrack. From the front to the back, my people, are you here? Oh yeah, with hands in the air, baila, turn it up now. Blazing hot and can't settle down. No water could put the fire out. Desperado on the microphone. Untouchable as Al Capone. Two turntables and fly vocal tones. Yeah, I got it. Post golden era rhyme promise. Unique styles.
unseen by Nostradamus. You can't call it like bricks or dominoes slamming. Good times and bar jams, yeah, that's what's happening. Voice suave in my speech, propaganda my reach to get you up out your seat and quickly move your feet. Sit down and sun up on full tilt the next morning. Take a disco nap and refuel the fire burning. Toy selecta y Camilo, mi gente. Mexican Institute of Sound, the Presidente's up. From the south and the north, we fresh. You now rockin' with the best, East Coast to West.
Hi, this is Meme from Café Tacuba, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Déjate caer, déjate caer. La tierra es al revés, la sangre es amarilla. Déjate caer, el viento ya no sopla. La boca bien cerrada, amárrate los pies, piensa en tu madre y déjate
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of Mexico. We just heard Café Tacuba, perhaps the country's most preeminent, you could say. I don't want to just say rock en español band, because that's not fair. This is a group
everything.
That, yes, everything. This is a group that's often called Mexico's answer to Radiohead. Mm-hmm. And the song we just heard, Déjate Caer, is actually a song that was initially made known, at least in South America, by the Chilean rock group Los Tres. And Café Tacuba, now this is an art rock band that is also still massively popular, and they decided to just get totally experimental. They recorded an EP called Vale Cayampa back in 2002, which was just four cover songs covering Los Tres. And I think it threw a lot of their fans for a curve, but I'm not gonna lie, I absolutely love that version of Déjate Caer. In fact, I think it far exceeds the original version.
And of course, if we're talking about Mexico, we're gonna be talking about Natalia Lafourcade. And in a way, Josh, I think it's so wonderful that we are not bringing up Natalia Lafourcade as sort of a forgotten artist, somebody who released a few albums in the 90s and then sort of got lost in the shuffle and the commotion of all the releases that we've seen from Mexico. And I'm saying this because Natalia Lafourcade really took some serious big-time risks with her career at the beginning. At one point, she did an album that was a symphonic cycle based on the Four Seasons, recorded with a symphony orchestra. Then she recorded an album that was more like Latin alternative, but then she did a tribute to Agustín Lara with traditional boleros. And it all came together, I think, on the strength of her talent, of her amazing vocal talent and her strength as a composer, because she really is one of a kind artist at the foremost, I would say, of Latin American music today. And it's great also that we're playing a brand new Natalia Lafourcade release. This is from the album Musa Volumen 2. And we're going to listen to this track that finds Natalia sort of continuing on the same vein of experimenting with folk music, with some very lilting acoustic instrumentation, and of course, the beauty of her voice. This is Natalia with Danza de Gardenias.
Oh, Te dejaron estela que te alumbra en ese antiguo encanto que en tu pecho reflorecerá.
This is Natalia Lafourcade and you are listening to the Latin Alternative. Don't change it.
Thus, you're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Que se quede el infinito sin estrellas, o que pierda el ancho mar su inmensidad, pero el negro de tus ojos que no muera, y el canela de tu piel se quede igual. Si perdiera el arco iris su belleza y las flores su perfume, su color, no sería tan inmensa mi tristeza como aquella de quedarme sin tu amor. Me importas tú y tú y tú y solamente tú y tú y tú. Me importas tú y tú y tú y nada. Importas tú y tú y tú y solamente tú y tú y tú. Me importas tú y tú y tú y nadie más que tú.
Ojos negros, piel canela, que me llegan a desesperar.
Me importas tú y tú y tú y solamente tú y tú y tú. Me importas tú y tú y tú y nadie más que tú.
This is the Latin Alternative as we continue today a pilgrimage to one of my favorite countries in the world. I love both the music and also visiting there. I'm talking about Mexico. Earlier, we listened to Natalia Lafourcade doing some sort of rootsy music filled with folk stylings. And then now we went sort of to the roots of that same style of music from Mexico. We just heard Los Panchos with vocalist Didi Gourmet, beautiful version of Piel Canela. It's actually one of my favorite versions of this song that has been recorded to death by everybody, Piel Canela is. And this is, of course, I have to tell you, Josh, I love Los Panchos. I love trio music. I love Los Haces. I love all the great trios that Mexico gave us. And I love Los Panchos, but I especially like Los Panchos with Eddie Gourmet, especially the album they did called Canta en Español that also includes a beautiful rendition of Vereda Tropical. And I think from the past, we're now going to the present, right?
Yes, indeed. We are going to take a listen to Jonas, one of the instigators of Mexico's Plastilina Mosh, one of the most popular alternative and sort of electronic and sort of hip-hop groups from the past 20 years. They were often compared to Mexico's answers to the Beastie Boys. But Jonas released a great solo album back in 2017, yes, just a couple months ago, called Mi Primer Disco, or My First Album. And I'm obsessed with this song, Bailando con el Diablo, Dancing with the Devil. Maybe I'm dancing with the devil, I don't know, but I'm often dancing in my kitchen to this song. So we are going to take a listen to one of my favorite danceable alternative songs out of Mexico in recent years, Bailando con el Diablo from Jonas.
No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. Hermosos, solo se abrieron para desposarlo todo. Tú sabes bien que todos te miran, no dudo que alguno hasta ofrezca la vida. Pero tú me escogiste a mí para bailar junto a ti.
El diablo está aquí.
Qué miedo me da. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá.
Ay, qué miedo me da.
Qué miedo me da. Cuando mueves la cadera, nena, tus ojos me candilan, siento como me congelan. De ahora en adelante buscaré otra estrategia para mostrarte flow. Yo tengo el flow.
A la verga, se me fue el flow.
Me matan los nervios y tus besos me envenenan. Pero si esto es el infierno, feliz pago mi condena. Qué miedo me da. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno. Todo parece indicar que el mundo se va a acabar. La profecía se cumplió y comenzó el Armagedón. Y yo tan solo pienso en otro whisky, si doble, por favor. Para poder tomar valor, para poderme acercar a ti. Que ya no te que me miras de reojo. Y que todo lo que quieres es que baile junto a ti. Qué miedo me da. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar del infierno, mamá.
¡Ay, qué miedo me da!
¡Qué miedo me da! No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá.
Grados centígrados en esta mañana.
Prende la vela, que los chuteros del barrio regresan. retorno ya esperado de los que estaban ausentes y de nuevo están presentes.
This is the Latin Alternative today with songs from Mexico, both old and new. We just listened to El Gran Silencio, the wonderful band from Monterrey. Their album Chuntaros Radio Poder is probably my favorite of the records. This came out in 2001. And we heard El Retorno de los Chuntaros. Now, something very magical, I think, happened, Josh, when Mexico fell in love with the cumbia and sort of they applied their accordions that were already very well tuned by performing all those norteño songs. They put it at the service of cumbias and they created this hybrid of Mexican cumbia that's irresistible, wouldn't you say?
Yes, Ernesto. I was always a big fan of El Gran Silencio. And in fact, they're still going and actively touring. Mm-hmm. So catch them if they ever come to your town. Now we're going to take it down a notch, perhaps, with Carla Morrison, one of the most acclaimed singer-songwriters to come out of Mexico in recent years. I'm a huge fan of this song, Eres Tú, or It's You, from her album Déjenme Llorar. Just think she has a beautiful kind of songbird type voice and some beautiful harmony. We're going to take a listen to the song. It came out about 5 years ago. This is Eres Tú from Carla Morrison.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Carla Morrison, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Pasaste a mi lado con gran indiferencia, tus ojos ni siquiera voltearon hacia mí. Te vi sin que me vieras, te hablé sin que me oyeras, y toda mi amargura se ahogó dentro de mí. Me duele hasta la vida saber que me olvidaste, pensar que ni desprecios merezca yo de ti. Y si sin embargo sigue unida mi existencia, y si vivo 100 años pienso en ti. Pasaste a mi lado con gran indiferencia, tus ojos ni siquiera voltearon hacia mí. Te vi sin que me vieras, te hablé sin que me oyeras, y toda mi amargura se ahogó dentro de mí. Me duele hasta la vida saber que me olvidaste, pensar que ni desprecios merezca yo de ti. Y si embargo sigues unida mi existencia, y si vivo 100 años pienso en ti.
This is the Latin Alternative today, an episode honoring Mexico and its many forms of music. We just went to the very essence of the golden era of Mexican culture. We just heard Pedro Infante. You know, Josh, I recently did some work that involved studying and researching the major performers of Mexican ranchera and bolero ranchero from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. So I was doing a lot of research on Pedro Infante, Javier Solís, José Alfredo Jiménez, and Jorge Negrete, all the big ones, the big guys. And Pedro Infante, of course, you know, he's like a symbol of Mexican music. And I just fell in love with this song we just heard, Cien Años. There's something that sort of transcends Bolero Ranchero itself. This is a song that in a way could be a song of alternative rock or art pop or something like that. It has this sinuous arrangement, this oblique melody that keeps surprising you. And of course, Pedro Infante does it justice. This was Cien Años by Pedro.
Now we're going to go down to Mexico City to hear the indie sounds of a group called Centauros. I'm going to spell their name just because, you know, they threw me off here putting in a bunch of V's where the U's go. So picture C-E-N-T-A-V-R-V-S. Centauros is how they pronounce it.
Sort of like Café Tacuba, right?
Kind of like Café Tacuba. I don't know what it is. All these Mexican bands putting V's where the U's should go. This is a band that I thought was very interesting. Indie rock, but they sneak in some very indigenous traditional sounds at the same time. And then right before the chorus, this gorgeous wall of harmonies kicks in. We're going to take a listen to their song, Por Donde Andaba. This is off Centaurus's 2014 album, Sombras de Oro. And I noticed on Spotify they put out a new song last year, so hopefully we'll get a full album this year.
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Wow, and this is what happens when Mexican rock falls in love with psychedelia, and the results are gorgeous indeed. We just heard the band Liquids from Mexico, from the album Jardín, released in 2005, the title track. And I remember interviewing the members of Liquids in Burbank, California, when this album was released. They were very happy promoting it. And they told me this elaborate story of how, before recording this album, before recording Jardín and composing its songs, they took a loan, I think, from their parents. And they spent a few months just studying the most psychedelic LPs of the Beatles. So they really went, delved into Revolver and Sgt. Pepper's, and just studied the musical structures and the melodies and everything about them. And I think you can hear that influence, because Jardín is, I would say, one of the most deeply psychedelic records in the history of Mexican music. And those little thing female vocals that you heard in the chorus, that was none other than Natalia Lafourcade singing together with Liquids.
Now we're going to head back to Monterrey, Mexico, for a band that's been on the show many times, in fact, for takeover episodes. I'm talking about Kinky, a group that is, you could say, one of the most crossover-friendly Latin alternative groups. Mm-hmm. They've collaborated with American rock bands like Cake. They've certainly toured plenty in this country. And they put out a comeback album last year called Nada Vale Más Que Tú. And I was a big fan of this track, Un Peso. And, you know, the thing about Kinky, you got to see them live. This is an explosive electro-rock band. And I admit, I have a man crush on the bassist, not because I think he's cute, but I'm as a bassist, I'm hypnotized by the way he manages to play bass while looking like a Mexican Marlboro man with a lit cigarette dangling the whole time he's playing. So, you know, I'm biased. Kinky, great band. Go see him when they come to your town. This is Un Peso. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a special episode dedicated to the música from Mexico. We just heard the band Kinky with the track Un Peso. If you like what you've been hearing, we hope you will follow us on Facebook. Our ID is The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our handle is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by going to thelatinalternative.com or looking for The Latin Alternative in iTunes. And Ernesto, do tell us, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, would you be interested, perhaps, in listening to one of the biggest crooners of Mexican music? But I'm talking about this particular crooner is here at his very apex with a song loaded with strings and a chorus that explodes in an epic fashion, talking about a summer afternoon.
Ernesto, I can't think of anything more I would like to hear at this moment.
Well, of course, I'm talking about José José. This is one of my favorite singers of all time, especially his early albums. And I actually admitted this to him in an interview, and he didn't take it badly at all. He told me that he understood why I especially had a preference for his early albums, because at the time he was a bossa nova musician. He played the bass in a bossa nova trio. And the arrangements that he worked with at the beginning of his career were very much influenced by bossa nova and jazz, and they made music that was highly sophisticated. So he, in fact, was nice enough to tell me, let me know next time you see me live, because then I'll make sure to perform one of those songs that you like so much. Well, that never happened, but here he is in any case, José José, from Buscando Una Sonrisa, an LP that's absolutely perfect. I think it came out in 1971. It's maybe his third or fourth album. And the song is En Una Tarde de Verano. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
En una tarde de un verano me fui a la casa que una vez viví. Está en la playa más lejana de la provincia en donde crecí. En una tarde de un verano hice el intento por reconstruir los mil recuerdos que han quedado de los amigos que tuve una vez. Lo hermoso de sus ojos reina la mar. Lo hermoso de sus ojos reina la mar. Yo sentí el ayer que volvió a nacer como en un sueño, pero ya no estaba lo que me rodeaba. Las casas ya no son las mismas, en ellas viven otras gentes ya. En una tarde de verano tomé el camino por donde llegué. Fue hermoso ver su sol peinar la mar. Fue hermoso ver recuerdos, caras, gentes y recuerdos. Fue hermoso ver su sol peinar la mar. Fue hermoso ver
Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.